The Peace Corps, the program established by the Kennedy administration to allow young people in this country to serve in underdeveloped countries overseas. Its driving force and its first director was President Kennedy's brother-in-law, his brother-in-law, Sergeant Shriver.
I'd like to guarantee anybody who's thinking of coming in that it won't be a picnic, nor will it be a children's crusade.
And it was not a children's crusade. This morning, on the anniversary of President Kennedy's death, Sergeant Shriver joins us from Washington. And we are so grateful. It's good to see you, Mr. Shriver.
Thank you. I'm very happy to be here.
May I begin with a cliched but compelling question? How did you learn of the assassination?
I was having lunch with my wife, which was a very rare exception for us, in a Midtown hotel here in Washington when the news was brought to me by a messenger who came to the restaurant from the Peace Corps headquarters.
Were you disbelieving, or had you feared something like that?
No, we hadn't feared it, hadn't even thought of it. We did disbelieve it for a moment. Well, for a little while, we thought that even if he had been shot, he probably hadn't been killed. It was only when we got back to the Peace Corps offices, maybe 15 minutes later, that we realized that the shooting had been fatal.
Looking back 20 years, I have read many of the members of the administration, members of the family, contending with the description of Camelot. Is it one that pleases you?
No, it doesn't really, because Camelot has a romantic, unrealistic, unworldly atmosphere about it, whereas Jack Kennedy and his administration, I believe, was very much a part of this world, very realistic, very farsighted, and very thoughtful. And not at all just romantic.
Can you give us a sense of perspective? What do you think was the best of the accomplishments of the administration, and what is the one that you think maybe turned out to be its flaw?
Well, the best, I think, was the nuclear test ban treaty, the limited nuclear test ban treaty with the Soviet Union, the sending the man to the moon, the tax cut in the midst of prosperity, the tax cut, and some people even add the Peace Corps.
What about those who argue that the administration raised hopes, idealistic hopes, the Peace Corps being one of them, that could never be realized?
I think to some extent that's true, but we all live with hopes, and I think hope is one of the most important virtues that any president can give to any people in any country. Without hope and without vision, the old saying goes, the people are lost. And Kennedy gave hope, and he did give vision, and that's what the president's job is, principally to provide that for the American people.
The Peace Corps is very different now from the Peace Corps that you headed then. Do you think it says anything about the trend of the country, anything determinative, or do you expect a resurgence of the Peace Corps again?
Well, I regret that it's not larger, but this year the Peace Corps has gotten up to a budget of $115 million, which is the largest it's ever been. It was about $113 million when I left there 20 years ago. So you can see that the size of the budget today does not provide enough money to send as many Peace Corps volunteers overseas as we could in the 60s. I think the Peace Corps budget should be twice what it is today. Secondly, everyone should know that there are thousands of young men and women and older people too who volunteer for the Peace Corps and who are qualified to serve but can't get into the Peace Corps simply because there's a shortage of money. And there's also a demand overseas for Peace Corps volunteers. So on the law of supply and demand, we're not meeting the demand, yet we do have the supply. It's just a short view, I think, in the Congress to some extent, but particularly in the White House, which keeps the Peace Corps so small.
May I ask you, does the family dread these anniversaries, dread seeing the footage again, dread hearing the words again?
Well, I can't speak for everybody, but I think most of us don't like watching it over again. I certainly don't, and I never have enjoyed it. I never liked that day or those days, and the memories that come back whenever one sees those movies or pictures or even reads about them are very emotional, at least for me, and I'm sure they are for most members of the Kennedy family.
Again, Mr. Shriver, our thanks to you.
Thank you very much.
On this day of all days to join us. Thank you.